good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to another episode on the Destroy the Stumps podcast. All right, so the NRL season, National Rugby League 2024 season has started. Already into the fourth round, a lot has happened. Well, that's what you expect in rugby, especially the rugby league season. Always something happening off the field, on the field, you name it, even in the press. Mm-hmm. And even online as well. Exactly. Some teams have got their good some good social media games as well, and some good content out there. That's anyways, good. Guys, thank you very much for tuning in. I hope you're all doing well wherever you are in the world. Jamaica, Papua New Guinea, Torres Strait Islanders. That's not a country, but that's a part. I guess that's not a country. But anyways,
shout out.
Vanuatu, New Caledonia, the Caribbean, South America, Asia, Africa, Europe. Europe. Yeah, okay. I like
that. Iraq.
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 Iraq. Iraq. Sorry. sorry. But yeah, wherever you are in the world, hope you're all doing well. Anyways, we've got my mate, the manly supporter, the man himself, VJ.
What's up, guys?
VJ from, which part of Sydney are you from?
Stratfield South. Represent.
Stratfield South.
That's it, man. That's
the man
it.
Went to, which school did you go to?
I've been to schools as well.
I don't even remember. Doesn't matter. Don't worry. Doesn't matter. But it's okay. I look like a peaceful guy, hey, like this.
You do.
Man. Nah, jokes.
Dalai Lama.
Nah, maybe not that high. But yeah, thank you very much, guys, for tuning in. So just going to be doing a round review. We are in the wonderful suburb of Wollongong, town.
Beautiful
place. We're at Wollongong Beach. Yeah, we're wearing like full clothing at a beach. A bit strange, but...
Proper Westies we are.
We just have to keep the culture.
That's it, man.
Nah, but yeah, look, at least I got the beach vibe and he's just chilling, loose clothing, just
that's it.
Chill.
Bring the West to Wollongong, that's the way.
Temporarily, we won't stay here for long, don't worry, Wollongong.
No, don't worry.
But yeah, look, beautiful weather today, blue skies, not a cloud in sight, lovely temperature, beautiful beaches. The beach isn't packed, really, honestly, I'm very surprised. Such a beautiful beach, but it's not packed.
The way we like it, though, the way we like it.
Yeah. I think most people in the world would like it. Empty beach. It's really good. Too many people, then it's a bit annoying. Yeah. But, yeah, beautiful greenery around. There's a lighthouse on the left there, to my left.
Yeah.
And then there's the other parts as well.
Stadium over there that we're going to go to.
Stadium over just behind as well, not too far from the beach. When you do the camera angle, the beach shows in the background as well, Wynn Stadium. So,
yeah.
Beautiful views there.
Beautiful stadium.
Wollongong, lovely people, lovely food, just lovely area. Come down here if you want.
Sneaky's Burgers is the place to go.
Sneaky's and even Chico's if they're still open. Yes. I saw they were closed, but maybe that's just temporarily. But yeah, definitely a beautiful part of New South Wales. And we came here last year for the Warriors Dragons game. Beautiful, we had a great time. And hopefully we have a good day, the rest of the day here in Wollongong. Lovely Wollongong. Mm-hmm. Anyways, without further ado, let's just get stuck into it. So, man. What an interesting first, we're kind of halfway through the fourth round. It's a long Easter weekend as well. Mm-hmm. There'll be a match on Monday, the first Monday match of the year. I think that might be the only Monday match of the year, maybe. The Tigers versus, what do you call it?
Eels.
Eels at Combank. It always happens every year, that match on Easter weekend. And already the Rabbitohs did play the Bulldogs yesterday afternoon. And the Cowboys played the Broncos in the Queensland Derby, first one for the year. Mm-hmm. Today we've got Dragons versus Manly, and then
Titans,
we've got
Cowboys.
Titans versus
Dolphins. Sorry.
Dolphins. Second Queensland derby. How about that? So
yeah.
Queensland.
That's
everywhere.
It.
And then tomorrow we've got Knights versus Warriors in New Zealand. Last time that happened over there, Warriors absolutely were dominant, and New Zealand crowd were giving it to the Knights. So
semi-final rematch.
Bit of a preliminary final rematch from last year, and both teams were excellent last year, so let's see what they do. Both have had a bit shaky starts as well, so it's going to be a very interesting game to see how that goes. And who else is playing tomorrow?
Raiders Sharks tomorrow.
That normally is a good match. Something always happens there.
Yeah,
I hope the Raiders come up, but okay, maybe I shouldn't be too clear of my dislike for the Sharks, but it's all right. Whoever wins.
Yeah.
That's what happens anyway. But yeah, so this and that round four is going to be wrapped up on Monday, and so the first three rounds, very interesting rounds. I'd say the team at this point in time, it's still very early days. A lot can happen over 6 months, 8 months of rugby, especially in a season. Injuries can happen, form can slip. Also, the Origin period will affect a few teams as well. But at this point in time, I wouldn't not put it past the Penrith Panthers to do a to get four wins in a row, to be honest.
Yeah, they look like a team to beat this year again.
After a bit of a shaky start against the Storm,
yeah,
that's okay, but they came back quickly. Maybe a little bit lucky against the Roosters. Roosters, maybe one, two calls didn't go their way, but you've got to give it to Penrith. They were disciplined for the majority of a part of that game. Yeah. Sunia Taruva, a hat-trick there, and he's in demand as well. Some negotiations there about the contract and all that stuff, eh?
Mm. I think their attack was clunky in the Wigan game, the Super League, the World Club Challenge final, and the Melbourne game, but they've definitely fixed it up now. They're definitely
moving in motion. I don't know what it is with the World Club Challenge games. They don't seem to win them.
Yeah, true. Maybe not taking as seriously as, you know, the big games like the grand finals and the finals matches.
Yeah, man.
But also, you know, it is the first game of the year, so it's like they don't even have a try match, they're just straight into it, so
yeah,
maybe that can affect it. They look very clunky in their attack that game.
Also, the seasons are different. Northern Hemisphere would be winter, so maybe the rugby season might have just finished, so the team that won it were probably a bit more match prepared.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's the factor, but still, it is what it is. They just weren't.
But they look so good right now. They've even with that Cleary on Thursday, they just clicked perfectly.
Yeah, Dylan Edwards, solid as always. Always puts in a good shift.
Yeah.
Toe looked threatening. Mm. And the forwards, always pretty good. Always good.
Yeah.
Just getting the things done. Just usual Penrith, just getting the job done.
Yeah, man.
They look threatening.
It's really hard to not see them in the grand final this year. Like, they just look like a lock already. I know it's a long season, and anything can happen with injuries and stuff, but they just look unstoppable. It's crazy to think. The system they built where they can, like, lose a player like Crichton, they
kick
can lose
before.
Players like Kikau and Appy before and just still keep going. It's insane. It really
absolutely
is.
And they've got guys ready to just take over if someone gets injured.
For sure.
Just they seem to play for each other, that's it.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean, their cup team doing good again. And they've got some good stars there, like Isaiah Longhi, really good player, Jesse McLean, who, if Taruva leaves, he's a shoo-in, definitely. So yeah, they're set for however long.
It's just like a dynasty. It's already a dynasty. It could
be
a super dynasty.
Don't hate, just experience it. Just be what it is. But don't worry, there will be one day where a team will be lucky enough to knock them over.
Yeah,
there will be.
Would it be the Titans? okay, maybe not at the moment with the way Titans are going.
Definitely not the Sharks. Definitely not the Dogs.
nah. Let's see. But yeah, very at this point in time, yeah, seriously, I don't see anyone at this point in time, but a lot can change. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
At this point in time, Penrith do look very strong and just well-oiled machine.
Yeah. I think it's also good that Cleary's injury, I mean, obviously you'd never want your star player to get injured, but he's getting it earlier to the season rather than later with finals coming up. So
definitely, and also they can probably get ready for the Origin period with where they might miss a few players.
Of course, Schneider already looks perfect, man. Like, he played so good on Thursday. Just did exactly similar to what Cleary did, and like, kicking game was perfect. Controlled the edges, forward set the platform for him easily. So all he had to do was, it just made his job so much more simple.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Storm looked good. They lost their first game last week, but Knights weren't too good. But the Knights will be relieved that they at least got the points heading into tomorrow's game.
They had to win that game.
They had to win that game, really. Storm were missing Jerome Hughes due to a really dumb suspension. I do not understand the logic with that.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was supposed to do. Like he had to make the tackle. It's just really stupid. Mm. But it is what it is. Thank goodness Papp is back with the headband now.
Doing so
beautiful
well.
To see
it's
Papp.
Good to see an injury-free Paps and an injury-free Turbo. Fingers crossed they go on with the season well.
Lovely guys and awesome players when they're on song.
Mm, yeah.
And speaking of lovely guys, you got to say Jake Trbojevic, what a nice guy he
is. That's it. Thumbs up for Jake. So
what
Jake
a lovely guy.
Love Jake.
Just such a nice guy. Hey? That smile, just really lovely.
I think you know what's even more crazy. He gives off that nice personality, but if you see him in those training videos that Manly have released, go check him out. Great docu-series that they have. He's just so intense and passionate when it comes to the game.
I mean, he still looks nice when he's tackling.
Yeah, exactly.
He looks like a nice guy.
There's a rumour he used to say sorry after the tackling someone too hard. Crazy guy.
Oh, gee, what a nice guy.
What a nice guy.
Yeah. Bless you, Jakey. We love you. but, Manly, speaking of Manly, good start to the season. Disappointing loss last week, probably easily the worst game of the season for them, I'd say. But definitely good start, the two wins. Very good and very good comeback in Las Vegas with that season opener against the Rabbitohs, and very good against pretty good against the Roosters, I'd say. Probably not so great against the. They started well against the Eels and then just fell off a bit. Second half was very disappointing.
Yeah.
A few errors. We were at the game. We did a vlog there. Kajun is definitely smiling right now at home. He's still smiling. I can see that picture in his the picture of that smile. Yep.
I think the smile would have left when he heard that Mitchell Moses was out for 6 or 8 weeks. So.
The rivalry, I've got to tell you, the rivalry between him and Kajun is insane. Manly and Para, but yes, well done to Para. Dylan Brown was excellent, honestly, in that game.
He
just clicked, honestly.
He's got a big job now with Moses. I think that's
a big
team to take over. So
100%.
Got a lot to do.
See what he does. And but yeah, Manly. Definitely, so far so good. Good thing to Trebouer, JT's not injured at the moment. But Amolu Olukawatu, looks
beast,
absolutely
man.
Good.
Origin written all over him, man. He has to.
Kola looking good. Yeah. Unfortunately, Jason Saab's injured, but when is he coming back?
Round 7, it's been reported, but yeah. So that's against the Titans.
Big guy, Jason Saab, I swear, those legs are long.
It is.
It's like he's just strolling across the park.
Long.
When he runs, there's no point chasing him.
Yeah.
There really is.
I'm very, very happy with the start of our season. I think we've done really well in our attack and also kind of our resilience, because we were 2012 down against Rabbitohs in that first game in Vegas. And 2022-2023 Manly, I reckon would have let that lead get bigger and also kind of like give up. So I was good to see that resilience, get back in the game, win that game. The Roosters' performance was really, really solid. I reckon we could have scored more points, but then there was a momentum shift around the 60th minute that led them back in a bit. Last week's game, I hate talking about it, but with that game, I think we showed that we are a force to be reckoned with our attack. I think attack is easily one of the best so far in the comp in terms of like it's clicking really well for us at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's just some parts of our defense still need a lot
some
to work
errors,
on. If we want to be a top 4, top 8 team, serious team, then that to work on. But I'm very, very happy with the start. I really think it's going to be a good year for us if we can keep players fit and healthy.
100%. And today's game, Manly want to get back to winning ways.
Oh yeah. If we're a serious team, we should put like 40 on them. Easily.
Yeah, seriously, but Manly, definitely a big game for them. They'll want to win. If they can win handsomely, get those points early on in the season, set themselves up for the latter stages.
100%. I mean, this is a big call, but I reckon this is the best roster we've had since 2014. That's 10 years ago. I know that's a pretty big call, but like in terms of quality in our starters and also our depth in our middles, like we still have Lodge to come back. Lodge and Sipley makes his return today, so we have a stacked front row rotation.
Who's Matt Lodge? Never heard of him. Jokes.
I know everyone hates Lodge, but like if we're talking about ability, playing ability wise, he's still a really good front row.
Yeah.
But I think in terms of roster at our fully fittest, we've got one of the best rosters we've had since 2014, a whole decade.
It looks good, really looks good. There's a lot of promise there. And Luke Brooks looks much more relaxed.
So
manly.
Good to see him.
Great to see him.
I'm so happy when I see him smile, man. It's good to see him smile again, play footy in a happy way. He's winning games. I reckon he's won more games now than he's won in the last 2 years at Tigers. Don't quote me on that. But I'm just so happy to see him playing. And you know what's really good? He's simplified his game, you know? At the Tigers, he had a big burden to carry by being the main dominant ball playing half. But now he's simplified his game. It's all just passing and running for him. Especially, I think his number one thing is running. We've seen a few line breaks from him.
Yeah, man.
A few try opportunities. Very happy with how he's playing.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And DC's, the influence of DC's making a difference to him, I reckon. DC's experience definitely rubbing off on Luke Brooks.
Yep.
A lot of promise for Manly. Speaking of Roosters, Roosters, bit mixed. Promise there, I reckon there's promise, but still early days for them.
Yeah.
A little bit patchy. I reckon they would have been disappointed they couldn't get the. They weren't bad against the Penrith, but weren't quite good against the Meeba. A bit disappointing against Manly. Very ill-disciplined.
If I'm being honest, man, if the Roosters are to challenge for a title, they can't have Keary and Walker in the halves. In my opinion, I think they're both small halves and they get targeted and picked on in defence a lot. I think Keary, unfortunately for him, really good player in his prime, but he's fallen off a cliff in the last.
The injuries and all that.
Yeah, they've all caught up for him.
Yeah.
He's not the same player as what as he was, and I think it's best for both parties to kind of move to a different direction. I don't know who Roosters can go for instead of Keary. Maybe Sandon Smith goes in, but I don't see them being a real premiership threat
at this moment
with Keary in their team. I'll be honest, yeah.
At the moment.
Yeah.
But definitely, there is promise that I reckon they will finish at this point in time, but there's still a long way to go, like I say repeatedly. But I have to emphasise it because you never know, some people might take it the wrong way.
Yeah.
But still early days. I see them as a top 8 team.
Yeah, this year, for
I definitely
sure.
see them as a top 8 yeah. team. Early days, though, I'll have to wait and see how they go to the latter stages of the tournament.
Roosters are notorious slow starters, and to have them win 2 games already, especially the pumping they put on Rabbitohs 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
as a Roosters fan, you should take that, because in any other season, you guys would have been like 1-3 down. You guys would have probably lost the Broncos game in Vegas. So you guys have started all right. Obviously,
there's promise there,
and the side is on paper once again so stacked. Like
that's
the usual back line, that front row rotation is just stacked. It's just
Dominic Young's looking good.
Yeah, it's just a matter of performing together in unison and becoming a team.
Absolutely, man. And
they'll make the top 8, though. Sure,
they'll definitely make the top 8. I really see them making the top 8. Broncos, a bit patchy, but excellent last night. Excellent.
Oh, fantastic last night, yeah.
They were superb. He had no Reece Walsh. Reece Walsh was wearing a cowboy hat. I don't know what the girl was with that. I never thought I'd see that in my life. But
yeah, he had to cover the scar a bit, and he needed the big fluffs on the cowboy hat.
No, it definitely looked like he did some farm work there.
him and Haas were out, and they played so well.
Excellent. Good so weather well. Rugby.
It was
pouring down there in Queensland
Reynolds
last night.
Was fantastic yesterday.
How about that catch from Staggs off Reynolds?
Oh, yeah.
That's a beautiful
Staggs
catch.
Staggs is fantastic. Staggs showed Valentine Holmes out last night, I reckon. I reckon he had the best of that matchup.
And then, that was a beautiful diving catch. Mate, put him in the slips, honestly.
Yeah.
Beautiful catch. And a really good finish. Broncos, excellent. That's just the Broncos, what they were last year.
Isn't it crazy that these two performances from the Broncos and Penrith, there was such good performance, probably the performances of the week, and they didn't have their best players in that team.
Strange.
Penrith, no Cleary, no James Fisher-Harris, and then Broncos yesterday, no Walsh, no Haas, and they played so well.
Absolutely.
Doesn't that show that
these are strong teams?
These are the two front runners again for the year.
At the moment, yeah.
Who can see anything but a rematch in the grand final?
Absolutely.
With the way it's going.
Yeah, it's at this point in time, yeah. They really are they're setting the benchmark.
Ezra Mam was fantastic again.
Ezra Mam, excellent.
Electric.
Oh, yeah.
So
absolutely.
Good.
The forwards were excellent as well.
Yeah.
Paddy Carrigan, brilliant.
Gun.
Got his second try in his career.
Yeah, exactly. Off the nudie run again for this year.
Brilliant.
Good on him. Deserved it.
The nudie, what run?
Oh, you don't know about this?
No.
So, if you don't score a try for the year, you go on a nudie run at the end of the year. So you're just fully nude and you run on the beach. It's like an NRL tradition for clubs.
Oh, well.
So
okay.
Alex Twal and Paddy Carrigan before last year were on it like every single year.
No run this year for Carrigan. That'll be safe.
Hopefully Twal can get off the board again as well.
Oh, that'll be one of the greatest tries of all time.
Yeah.
Alex Twal. Yeah. Yeah, really good stuff there from the Broncos last night. Really showing, clicking. A bit of a patchy start, up and down. They were excellent against the Rabbits.
Yeah.
Not so great in the opener at Las Vegas, and not great against the Penrith, but that happens.
So shout out to Tristan Saylor. He came in as a backup for Reece Walsh, and I think he's too good to be playing reserve grade or any kind of, you know, to not be on a starting team. He is so good. He filled in the role perfectly. He was electric on the ball. His defense was good.
Yeah,
I think if I'm a team without a fullback, like the Bulldogs, or who else is a team that needs a fullback?
Titans.
Titans, yeah. I'd be looking.
Do they have one?
They got Jaden Campbell.
Oh, he's injured, is he?
He's back now.
Okay, that's good. That ain't even.
But yeah, I think I'd be looking heavily at Tristan Slater because he is a gun. He's a gun.
Or if someone's going to leave at the end of the year, then I reckon he's your target.
Yeah, 100%, man.
That's
such a gun.
Yeah. And Cowboys, good start to the season. They were the only undefeated team after round three, but
yep.
Not a great performance last night at all.
No.
Very off. Scotty Drinkwater probably had his worst game in a long time, dropping some absolute sitters.
Scotty Drinkwater, not good at playing in the water.
Murray to... Very, very cheesy. But yeah, Murray Tuilagi was a bit sloppy as well.
No, the whole back three were dropping a lot of balls, right?
It was tough, wet, tough conditions, yeah. But just not on song. You have to be on song in those conditions,
yeah.
But it isn't easy. It's easier said than been done.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just wasn't the Cowboys' night, unfortunately, in the Queensland Derby. Also...
I'm not sold on the Cowboys, to be honest. I think the last three victories were against kind of lesser teams. I think especially the Dragons one last week, they were down about 24-4 at one stage, or 18-4, sorry. So, you know, I'm not sold on the Cowboys yet. They've still got a lot to work on.
Definitely.
But, you know, their attack is one of the better as well.
On paper, they look good. I don't think they look bad on paper at all. But still,
yeah.
I reckon we'll have to see how they go against the bigger teams.
Yeah, 100%. A lot of work
and,
to do.
Well, I hope they do well. I like the Cowboys. They're pretty cool.
Mm.
But... we'll have to wait and see how they go. But good start. They got some points early on to set up the season.
Mm-hmm.
That's valuable early on, so
yeah. See
how they go. But they'll be very disappointed last night. A lot of work to do.
Yep.
They'll definitely want to bounce back up next week.
Yeah, 100%.
And, who else is there? Storm, pretty solid, I have to say, man. Good to have Pat back. I hope he stays fit.
Doing really well.
Lovely guy.
Yep.
Very positive bloke, even in the toughest times.
Yeah.
See his Instagram. He posts some really good quotes on that. It's
a
very well-liked player across different clubs, different fan bases. They all like Paps.
I think with Melbourne this year, the things they need to fix if they want to become a proper premiership threat. Well, not fix, but need to go their way is, firstly, they need Munster back. Because that's a big grey area at the moment. They don't know if he's out for the season or if he's coming back anytime soon. So that's a big grey area. And then I also reckon their forward pack. I don't know if they can match it with the top forward packs.
Yeah,
in the comp. Bit of a soft forward pack at the moment, like Jordan Chan, those other players. But we'll see how they go.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
Mm.
Jeez, the beach looks nice today. Honestly,
mm-hmm.
Very chill.
Ah,
man, it's seriously trippy, man. You want to listen to some reggae music on the beach, I mean it. Just before you hit the stadium. That's the vibe, man. But anyways, Storm, I reckon they're looking better early on. And Willie Warbrick, dangerous. But that Xavier Coates try in the corner.
Oh, that was insane.
Man, that game 2 weeks ago, probably the game of the season
so far. Yeah, sure.
Easily, that is a crazy game, topsy-turvy game. I was speaking about the game, round two fixture between the Warriors and the Storm 2 weeks ago at Amy Park. Storm started beautifully in this first half. Warriors were absolutely off the pace in the first half. Warriors came back beautifully, would have been one of the best comebacks in recent memory. And then in the last 8 minutes, last 5 or 8, 10 minutes, the Storm scored 2 tries and got back, won the game. They stole the game, absolutely stole the game from the jaws of defeat.
Mm.
And that's actually a saying, but you know, like that finish, I mean, there's nothing really Dellen or Tony Zalesnia could have done.
Yeah.
I think he did the right thing, but that's just athleticism at its best. Xavier Coates putting that on Dellen, who's actually famous for putting those one-handed put downs in the corners and that.
Did it to himself, man.
Yeah, it's just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant finish. I mean, as a Warriors fan, you feel heartbroken, but
Melbourne looked good for
that's
sure.
That's a super finish in the corner. But
yeah,
Melbourne.
They're a very athletic backline as well. I mean, not even Xavier, but obviously Papenau's an electric. Raymond Smith is very strong, very built-like.
Will Warbrick
is an athlete. Now, they got a really good backline, and they're headed by a great spine. I mean, and their spine might be behind Penrith and Broncos' best spine. I mean, you're talking Papenau's and Munster, Hughes, and then Grant. So it's just about their forward pack, I reckon. I think their forward pack can't match it with the power forward pack or a Broncos forward pack or a Penrith forward pack. But there's a lot of fringe players, I reckon. So if they can lift it up, then who knows? But Melbourne are going in the right direction.
definitely a top 8 finish for me.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Definitely. Top 4 maybe, even. Yeah,
absolutely. And, I mean, if there's one guy who could probably make up a premiership for that this year, it's Craig Bellamy. He's done it so many times in his career as a coach. One of the great coaches. So.
I think it might be Bellamy's last year, you know. There's been whispers. I think there might be. That could explain why they're playing so good so far. Trying to play for their coach, but I can see it.
Or maybe he's just blowing up in the dressing room again.
Yeah.
Or like he might have just burst.
I don't want Bellamy to retire at any time because he is one of the best coaches, and we need coaches like that.
Character to
carry on, yeah. But at the same time, like if it is his last year, this gives an added boost of motivation for Melbourne to try and beat Penrith and Broncos.
The last team to actually win a premiership besides the Panthers was Storm. So
they were the ones that pretty much started the dynasty for Penrith by giving them the first grand final loss and robbing them in the first. They inadvertently just started this three-peat for Penrith.
They just really triggered it.
I think what's also interesting is, you know, the Melbourne side of Smith, Cronk, Slater, that ones that always made every second grand final back in 2012, 16, 17, 18. That Melbourne, I think their game plan is getting adopted by Penrith and being put in a different kind of way. I see a lot of that suffocating kind of niggly, wrestly football coming into Penrith's game plan, and that's why they're being so dominant.
Just doing the little things right.
Exactly. And the 1%.
The system. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just really not overcomplicating it.
And you've got to be super fit as a team to be able to do that week in and week out and for 80 minutes. So.
Yeah, everybody knows their role in that team, man.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way.
Yeah, man. And speaking of other teams, Raiders, 2 wins to start, losing last week against the Warriors. But so far, so good. They always do that. You think they're not going to do well, but they're always there and about. So they always seem to make the 8 or make... just missed the 8 by a couple of points, but they're always there and about in the 8.
I think I said in my preview that I expected them to be bottom 4.
I mean, like, wouldn't Spooner continue?
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't think they're off the start so far.
They're going to be there, yeah.
I think they'll be there and about at the moment, but it's still early days. But definitely definitely better than expected.
We're on the road for proving me wrong so far, but it's a long season. We'll see how they go.
Yeah, definitely. And Sharks winning 2 games against the Warriors and the Bulldogs. And they got hammered by the Tigers last week. Yeah. Absolutely hammered. Tigers, brilliant to see.
Great.
We love to see the Tigers in form. I mean, it's just been too long. You haven't been in the finals, guys.
I think the Sharks have moved sideways, to be honest. They haven't improved or they haven't gone down. They've just gone sideways.
Warriors and Bulldogs were just terrible on the day.
Yeah.
They were absolutely terrible. And I'm saying as a Warriors fan, they were just terrible on the day.
I think Sharks look... same. They haven't really fixed the problems they needed to. I know they're bringing in Iroh this weekend, so that's pretty exciting for them. But yeah, they look like they're still at the same motion as they were the last 2 years, which is not good enough if they want to match it up with the top teams.
To be honest, I really thought they were favourites heading into the Tigers game, but...
Oh yeah, they were. They were heavy favourites,
Tigers put on a clinic there. Yeah, that Tigers was brilliant.
Headed by the 18-year-old Lachlan Galvin. Brilliant. Playing really good in his first 2 games.
And, Benji Marshall here kicks off the first win of the Benji Marshall
era. Yeah, exactly.
Really good to see Benji win one. Hopefully that starts something in down there in Campbelltown and Leichhardt.
Yep.
And that area, the Balmain area and all that. Hopefully it's good signs for the Tigers, didn't do too well first game of the year against the Raiders, I think they played against the Raiders first game.
Yeah, they did. After the bye.
They struggle against the Raiders for some reason, but they don't have a great record against them, but a brilliant result last week.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a long process, it's a whole rebuild for the Tigers, so Tigers fans shouldn't expect... I know it's been a rebuild for the last few years, but yeah, they shouldn't expect fast results at the moment, but as long as there's improvement in every game, and I've been seeing that with the Tigers. I know it's only been 2 games, but that performance against Cronulla was fantastic. They all played really, really well. I think they bullied them through the middle, and then it was really easy for them to stay on stages.
Yeah, and everybody was happy. Thank you, Tigers.
Oh, happy Coruscant. You said happy, and I was like, happy Coruscant. He was amazing. He was so good. I think... honestly, if we were doing the Origin team today, he's number 9, hands down. There's no one else that can take that spot for him. Yeah.
But, dude, great to see the Tigers actually perform. Yep. Yeah, I hope they do maintain some good performances. I really do hope so. It's been too long. You haven't been in the finals. We want to see the Tigers back. When they're on song, they play some excellent football. And
you know what I'm excited for?
Lovely fan base.
Luke Brooks versus the Tigers. I think that's round 25 or 26. It's a long way away, but that'll be a blockbuster.
Hopefully Tigers build some form, and Manly are in good form as well. Promises to be a cracker. Good signs for definitely positives for the future. Maybe not make the eight at the moment. I don't see them making the eight at the moment, but there could be a surprise around the corner. Let's hope there is a surprise for the Tigers fans. But the future doesn't look too bad, honestly. And speaking of future, well, Rabbitohs got the win yesterday. Very clunky, but they got the win. Some dubious calls went in their favour, but Bulldogs were in ill-discipline as well. Quite a few penalties they conceded. Rabbitohs, I don't know what's going on there. They have really fallen off since the latter half of last year.
Yeah, it feels like they've continued that form into this year. But it's all right. They've gotten off the board. That's all what they need. Two points.
That's it, man.
2 points is all they need, and I'm sure they'll slowly get back into form. Maybe I still think there's some problems with their lineups.
I think dropping Lachlan Ilias was a bit stupid.
I think stupid, maybe premature. Maybe that was a bit too early. But he's killing it in reserve grade, and that's what he needs. He just needs a confidence booster, and his time will come. He'll come back. I mean, all the great halfbacks have experienced stints in reserve grade. Jonathan Thurston, I think Kronk had a period early in his career. Sammy Walker, not too recently. I know he's not a great halfback now, but you know, he's an example. So you know, it's just you've got to bide your time, and it'll come. But he's doing really well in reserve grade, I heard. I saw his little try assist to Jai Gray, which is another superstar, Jai Gray, coming through the ranks. But with the Rabbitohs, yeah, slow and steady. It's good to get off the board now. Now you've got to build on it and see where you can go.
Definitely. But hopefully off-field drama and all that just goes away.
I think that's just off-field drama created by the media. It's not, like they're saying there's stuff like happening in the team,
which isn't
drama, which you don't really know if it is true or not. But like they are playing like a team that's down in confidence. But
being a team down in confidence, I'd have to say the Titans.
Yeah, 100%. Probably the worst team in the comp so far, hands down. Actually,
could get the wooden spoon at the moment the way they're playing.
I don't want to count out a Des Hasler team, you know, because as ancient as his tactics might be, and as ancient as his game plan might be, it's still Des Hasler. I mean, that guy's a proven coach, right? Multiple grand finals, multiple finals experiences. It's just about. I think we really judge them once Campbell and Fifita are back in the team and play longer.
No Tino for the rest of the year, unfortunately.
Oh, that's
terrible,
huge.
Terrible loss.
Yeah. Hate to see a player go down like that, especially like Tino. That's a big loss for Titans and also for Queensland as well.
Yeah, definitely huge. Titans a lot of work. Hopefully they want to get some points tonight against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting game, that one. Dolphins have been a bit patchy. Great win against the Dragons, though. Keeping them scoreless.
Yeah.
But a bit patchy up and down a bit, but still early days for them.
Yeah.
Jeremy Marshall King got falconed.
That's one of the worst ones I've seen, bro. You got to write the power on that kick as well from Hunt as well.
Oh,
shout out for Hunt for like looking after him after, but yeah, that looked really bad.
Yeah, but what do you reckon about the Dolphins?
I don't know what to say about the Dolphins. I mean, their performance before the bye was really good. Like they're up on points. It's just they're going to be up and down the whole season, I feel like, because they're a team that. They don't have enough good quality players in their spine to maintain consistency.
Yeah, man.
Their secret weapon is not their secret one, but like their main guy is Wayne Bennett. He's a man that can take him to.
He can turn
further. He can turn anything around. But it's just about I don't know if their lineup is good enough for Wayne Bennett to do something special with it. But we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think more signings need to be made for them, especially with their pack aging. I mean, Flegler's been a great signing, but like need to get more middles like Flegler into the team.
Definitely. Also,
you want to talk about the Wars?
Nah, not yet.
Dragons
and Bulldogs. Doggies, a lot of talk in the off season. A lot of hype on social media. Bulldogs fans, some of them put the house on the Bulldogs to win 2024. a lot of comments in the comments section, especially after last week's hammering of the Titans.
Yeah.
A lot of talk, and then also complaining about the refs as well going against them. Yes, I know the refs are dodgy. I'm a Warriors fan. I see it every day. But I know what it's like, but it goes for every team, to be honest. The refs, it is an easy job. It is not an easy job, but definitely needs to be some improvement done there, some help for the refs. But the Doggies,
I think they've improved. Yeah, man. I think they've improved from last year. I think they've been unlucky in a few games, but that performance against...
Oh, the Doggies. I thought you meant the refs.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, no.
No,
refs, yeah, refs have been awful for years now. But no, Doggies have improved, in my opinion. I think their back line with Connor Tracy in it and Jacob Kuraz in the centre is improving. Still don't understand why Sexton is in the team. I get he has defensive problems, needs to work on that, but I reckon he's a better
over Hutchison any day.
Oh, better option than Hutchison. And yeah, I like to see a battler like the Dogs and the Tigers having a little bit of improvement, because those are big teams in Sydney. They're big teams when it comes to membership, when it comes to area. So it's good for the club when they're doing well. So I know they're not doing well now, but to see the improvement is good.
Definitely, Joshy Curran, a good signing, and I have to say Kikau's looking a bit better this year.
Mm. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I reckon him and Hamole have been the form edge back rows so far this year.
Yeah,
for sure.
But definitely some promise there for the Bulldogs, their future-wise, but still early days. Very disappointed against Para.
Yeah.
Not so great against the Sharks, but not too bad, but not so great. Brilliant against the Titans, which is awful that game, yeah. But still, they were brilliant. against the Rabbitohs, I thought they played all right, but just the errors and that, and a couple, of course, didn't go their way, true, but just the errors and that, and... not capitalising on the they had a lot of the ball as well.
Yeah.
They didn't capitalise on the possession.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is what it is, isn't it? But definitely some promise for the Doggies heading into the next month of fixtures.
100%. Yeah.
And definitely something for the future. As yeah. much as I don't like them, but it's all right. It doesn't matter. it's all right. But yeah, they're definitely much more promising than last year.
Yeah, yeah, 100% an improvement, and that's what we like to see. We just want to, especially for Serraldo, man. I reckon he is a really, really good coach. It's just he's been given a tough task at hand. It's up to the club to make sure his job is easier by recruiting the right players. And yeah, I like where the Doggies are heading. I think they're on the up.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely some good signs down there in Belmore. Yeah. Also, we'll just get to... we covered the Titans and Dolphins. How many teams left, man? I swear we're missing out on someone. Para. Oh, those guys.
Yeah.
Para. A bit up and down. Great start with that win over the Doggies. And then I think they lost
Penrith.
One. Yeah, lost to Penrith. Tight game there.
Yep.
And then beat Manly, unfortunately. Sorry, mate.
The reminder keeps coming, man.
Yeah, and then Cajun's probably just going to scream at the screen, he lost to me or something. But, I mean, he doesn't sound like that, but yeah.
Power, interesting.
Definitely. They've got a tough... I reckon they've got a tough draw. Like, it's... I think
they have a tough draw near the end of the season. I think coming up, I mean, like Mitchell Moses injury-wise, as unfortunate as it is, like, it's not as bad when you look at perspective, because they're versing pretty, probably bottom eight teams for the next few weeks. So a big job lays on Clint Gutherson and Dylan Brown to do a big job for them, because... they got to get points early because their draw is tough near the back end of the season.
I'd like to Alongi, he was impressive last week.
Yeah, man, and they put him at six. They put him at six, which is huge. Put him at seven or one of the halves.
On debut, right?
But yeah, they put him at in the halves to take care of Mitchell Moses' spot, which I think is that's a big move to make for a guy who's going into the second game.
See how it goes.
Dylan Brown, big weight on his shoulders, man.
Definitely. Dill bags, see how he goes. And Gutho was alright last week.
Yeah,
Gutho was solid. And then just the last two teams, the two teams that really exceeded expectations last year, being very patchy though. Two wins, one loss. They'll be playing each other tomorrow. They'll be on Channel 9 and Fox Sports as well, over there, across the ditch. I'll be doing a live stream as well, so do stay tuned for that on the podcast. Warriors and the Knights. So Warriors haven't lost badly, but... You want to get those points early on. They were very bad. In that second half against the Sharks, they were very disappointing.
Yeah.
Storm game, well, you probably should have closed out that game a bit better, but can't really complain about that finish from Xavier Coates.
Yeah.
Patchy against the Raiders, but they did well second half. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck at the cover, Tank Tuipiki. But hey, he did a good job. RTS, back to the meters, just doing what he just basically where he finished off a couple of years ago.
I think the Wilds were unlucky to lose
to the Storm,
maybe even the Sharks. I think they had some momentum at a point of the game, but it's still early on to the season. I still think they look similar and are playing similar to what they were playing last year, which is good because they were playing really good last year. It's just about
discipline,
yeah, for sure, and time for them, because it's a very long season and they pace themselves well. And you know, they don't want to be that team that was a one-hit wonder, right?
So
definitely want to back up it. And I trust Andrew Webster. I think he's a great coach, so
he's
real good.
I reckon one big thing is Wade Egan coming back for tomorrow.
That's a huge
bonus.
That is massive, yeah.
Huge bonus there. And I think Morata Niokori is coming back for his first game of the year.
Massive.
Just a big power in the forwards.
Massive. Should win then, definitely.
I hope so, but have to wait and see. Knights have been a bit patchy. Weren't good against the Raiders at all, but probably unlucky to lose against the Cowboys. 1-point thriller there.
Mm.
And getting the win last week was important. At least they're off the mark.
Yeah.
Leo Thompson tomorrow. That'll be a huge loss there.
Yeah, true.
But let's see. See how they go, the Knights.
I think the Knights play...
the Warriors tomorrow.
Sorry, no. As in, like, the Knights play a very simple game plan where it's just pass to Ponga and see what can happen. It reminds me of 2022, Manly, when we used to do that. Pass the turbo and see what happens. But I think Warriors should win pretty comfortably, especially at home. And with last week's win as well, that should kick off the momentum. And I reckon they'll do really well going forward.
I hope so. And the Knights, let's see. Whoever wins tomorrow, I reckon that might just kickstart their season.
Yeah, for sure.
I reckon either team, whoever wins, that might just kickstart the season. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Anyways, guys, we might just as well wrap that up.
Predictions for the game that we're going to go to?
Oh, yeah, predictions for the game. We're going to the Manly versus our Dragons game at Wynn Stadium, just over just a couple of metres away, a kilometre or so away. I'd say Manly win by a decent margin, I reckon. Or maybe they might just put on a clinic, because I think they'll be desperate after last week. They might put on a clinic. However, strange things have happened, so let's just wait and see. But I'd say Manly are favourites.
Nice. I think this is definitely a hoodoo stadium for us and a hoodoo team that we sometimes lose to, even when we're playing really good and they're not. But if we're a serious team, we should do really well. I think we'll win about 44-12, 44-10, something like that. And Turbo has not played the Dragons since 2019. So this is his first time playing the Dragons in 5 years. And he's going to put it in a clinic. I reckon 3 tries for Turbo.
Yeah, man. Maybe which one, Jakey? No, I hope Jakey. I wouldn't mind Jakey getting a hat-trick.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, nice guy.
See you in Cyborgs.
Yeah, Jakey.
Jakey, thumbs up for Jakey.
We love you, Jakey.
Yes.
Thank you very much, guys, for your time. We'll do a review probably end of next month as well.
Yeah, sure.
Probably going to do monthly reviews of the rugby this year. And we'll be getting some more footage as well from the game, so stay tuned. Anyways, guys, thanks
for tuning in. Make sure to check out the stream tomorrow.
Check out the stream tomorrow for the Warriors and Knights. I'll be doing an audio commentary. First Warriors game that I'm going to commentate. So if Dallin scores on the corner, I'll be screaming like a maniac. But anyways, let's see what happens. Have a good night, guys, wherever you are. Day, afternoon, morning, wherever you are. And until next time, it's Boss now. We're out of here.